Now, tenants in social housing provided by Dublin City Council are facing rent increases from next April after the council narrowly voted to pass its budget last night. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Labreri joins us now. Samantha, you were at the meeting. Why did they vote to increase people's rents?
Well, Audrey, this was a high-stakes budget meeting last night because of the issue of rents, but the increase in rents was due to happen regardless of this vote because the decision to raise the rents wasn't one taken by elected councillors, it was taken by council management. However, those opposing it were threatening not to pass this budget in opposition to that decision. And a sign of how close it was when the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Councillor Ray McAdam, opened the meeting by explaining that if the council failed to pass this budget, the Minister for Local Government actually has the power to remove councillors from office and take over the running of the council. Before the meeting, there was a sizeable protest outside City Hall, and there Sinn Féin councillor Courtney Kenny, who lives in a flat complex in the city, said that the move would punish those with the least means. She said she knows tenants that have three or four older children squeezed into a box bedroom. They're all in good jobs, trying to save for mortgages to get out of their parents' homes, and that these were the people that were going to be hit. And that was echoed by Gail Cullen-Doyle of Oliver Bond Street Flats. She said the decision was going to be atrocious for these kind of families. And Pauline McAdams of the Bridgefoot Street Residents Association, also at the protest, said people in her community were up in arms about the decision because of the high cost of living. Now, at the meeting itself, the Social Democrats group leader Cat O'Driscoll said her party was voting against the budget because Dublin City Council was not a good landlord. And she asked why the €10 million in unpaid derelict site levies or a tourist tax couldn't be used instead. And Councillor Pat Dunn of the independent group said that around 40,000 households that are local authority or HAP tenants would be impacted by these rent rises, who he said are among the poorest people in the city.
So who defended the proposal, Samantha?
Well, during the meeting, Dublin City Council said last year it borrowed €138 million for housing maintenance and that the cost of servicing that loan was around €12 million. The Lord Mayor of Dublin, Fine Gael Councillor Ray McAdam, said that because regulations haven't changed since 1996, those on better incomes have actually seen a rent reduction, and what the council is trying to do is balance things out fairly. Now, in a very passionate contribution, the Green Party group leader Janet Horner accused those objecting to the rent increases of making a cheap political stunt for likes on Instagram and accused them of selling lies and snake oil. Fianna Fáil's group leader Daryl Barron accused opponents of sitting on the fence, and Labour's group leader Darren Moriarty said it was thick to try and bring down the whole budget and play politics with people who he said are living in some of the worst living conditions in the state. Now, People Before Profit Solidarity group leader Conor Reddy proposed an amendment to the budget that would, instead of rent hikes, introduce an almost 15% increase in commercial rates. Now, it included a rebate system to protect smaller businesses from higher rates, but that amendment was defeated. And when the vote was taken on the actual budget, it passed by just 31 votes to 30, which I'm told is one of the tightest votes there's been at the council in recent memory.
So, Samantha, for the tenants then listening this morning, expecting this rent increase from next April, how will all that work? How will it be calculated?
Well, Audrey, there's 29,000 council homes, including over 200 flat complexes in the Dublin City Council area. The average rent at the moment, we're told, is €360 a month. And last year, that brought in €107 million for the council. But over the past 5 years, they say the cost of managing, maintaining and upgrading that housing stock, half of which is over 50 years old, has been much higher. This year alone, it was €246 million. So quite a gap between the two. So now the council says it's going to increase its rent rates from 15 to 18% of the net income of the primary earner living in a council house. They're also going to increase the charge they apply for additional incomes in a council home. That charge will be up to double in some cases. And before this, there was a cap on how many extra incomes in a house were counted. Now that cap is going to be removed. They also calculate an assumed income for the self-employed. That rate is going to rise. It's going to have a particular impact on tradespeople and taxi drivers, for instance. But the council were keen to point out that the amount of income that people can earn before they're assessed has risen. Okay. There are some buffers built in there for dependent children, and it says those on the lowest income won't see much of a difference to their rents, but those who earn more will now pay more.
Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Labreri, many thanks. It's a minute to nine.